jump over to the livestock side, Arlen. Are we seeing maybe a shift, demand trying to recover a bit for these beef?
We certainly are. I think one of the most encouraging things we've seen after the big run-up in prices for product and following Christmas and in the weeks following is we've seen a 65 to 70% retracement of those prices. And as prices have come down, product movement has really accelerated. You always worry when you see high prices start to ration demand how quickly you can get it back. And perhaps now we're seeing the prices decline fast enough to start recovering that demand. That's very encouraging, and I think that's contributing to the relative stability that we've seen in live cattle futures in recent days.
What about for the hogs? I mean, they've kind of wholesale pork prices continue to rise, but they're competing against poultry and beef.
Yeah, for the February contract, we're narrowing in, staying in the narrow trading range we've been as it prepares to expire near where the cash is trading. For the April contract, the cash is coming up, but the April contract has been trading $9 to $10 above that cash market. The question is, has it overdone it? I think that it has. I think it's expecting prices to come up too fast, too soon, but I think it has the right idea because of the PED virus. We're pulling back a little bit today in that market. Seeing some profit-taking, failure to make new highs led to some profit-taking. I think that was probably necessary, but the overall trend toward firmer prices should continue based on the expectation that we've seen a significant loss of pigs due to the PED virus, and that's going to start really making itself known at the marketplace in the weeks ahead.
Could we see some nervousness because of the snowstorm hitting the southern part of the U.S. on the coast?
Well, certainly some nervousness. The good news is that we're still seeing the grain move through the New Orleans ports. Livestock, certainly not good for them at all, particularly in the south. Livestock is not prepared for that kind of weather. So it is more of a shock to it, let alone the ability of farmers to be able to get feed to animals and take care of them. So certainly a concern, but the south is not where we have our concentrated production of either grain or livestock.
What about consumption, though?
Consumption, certainly a factor as far as it impacts shipping lanes, transportation, whether it be rail, truck, or barge movement, certainly impacted. We do have some end users in the south that are going to be impacted and being able to consume it. But overall, I think there's tougher areas where we could have seen the storm create problems.